CAMSAC, at the CAMSAC Air Cadet Squadron's annual ceremonial review on May 21, special recognition will be made of the fact that 2025 marks the 50th year that females have been permitted to participate in the National Cadet Program. Although, according to sources, initially female registration was limited to only 20% of a squadron's number, things have changed. This year, more than half of the CAMSAC squadron's cadets are female. With the 50th anniversary in mind, members of the CAMSAC Cadets Civilian Committee delved into newspaper archives, talked to former cadets and investigated what information was available on the internet to discover what it was like 50 years ago when females were originally allowed to join the program. Among the first group of female cadets to join the CAMSAC squadron were current CAMSAC residents Lynn, née Elliott, Bailey and Diane, née Bennett, Smut. In addition to us, Noreen Trofananko and Jane Mitchell joined, Bailey said of the first year that females were admitted into the program. Asked why she decided to join the cadets, Bailey said that she had always thought it was a good program. "It was good for us," she said. "You learn and go places. Back then, we didn't go to the places cadets visit now, but we went to Camp Penhold. It was good to be together. We learned how to shoot during the range program, and going to camp was nice. It was at camp that we were able to meet with other kids. The only not-so-good thing was that we had to march everywhere. The guys were all good to us, very good." Bailey, who joined the program when she was 15, stayed with the program for 4 years until she aged out. Although she was the first in her family to join cadets, her three children, two sons and one daughter, all joined the cadets, and while they were enrolled, Bailey had worked with the civilian committee, including serving as the squadron's treasurer for many years. "It's a fantastic program," she said. "It helps with leadership and how to deal with a lot of stuff that one encounters in life. Everyone should join cadets." Diane Smut, who was also among the first females to join the program at CAMSAC, said that having been raised on a farm where involvement in group activities had been limited, she had enjoyed being a cadet because in the program, one had more opportunity to do things. "We got to go places, marched and learned about respect and responsibility," Smut said, adding that she found that the male cadets did not treat the newly admitted females any differently. "The cadet program helps make one a better person," she said. Issues of the CAMSAC Times in 1976 and the years immediately after indicate that the female cadets did well. In 1977, Janice Falconer received the award for being the most proficient cadet from Alvin Tees, the chair of the civilian committee. Noreen Trofananko, who had achieved the rank of sergeant, received the award for being the top cadet marksman, and later she received the squadron's most proficient cadet award from Paul Radishny, the committee chair. Sergeant Beverly Bennett was named the most proficient cadet. Sergeant Lynn Elliott received a graduation pin and certificate from Captain G. Harris. According to press clippings, among other female cadets in the CAMSAC squadron in the late 1970s were Therese Coterbash, Deb Mandzouk and Noreen Cote. The Royal Canadian Air Cadets is a Canadian national youth program for young individuals aged 12 to 18. Under the authority of the National Defence Act, the program is administered by the Canadian Forces, CF, and funded through the Department of National Defence, DND. Additional support is provided by the Civilian Air Cadet League of Canada, ACLC, together with the Royal Canadian Sea Cadets and Royal Canadian Army Cadets. It forms the largest federally funded youth program in the country, said information provided by the Civilian Committee. The first squadrons were established in 1941 to train young men for duties during the Second World War II. Today, the focus is on general aviation within the aim to instill in youth the attributes of good citizenship and leadership, promote physical fitness, and stimulate an interest in the activities of the Canadian Forces. The majority of cadet training takes place at the local squadron during the regular school year, with a percentage of cadets selected for summer training courses across Canada. Central to the Air Cadet program are the gliding and flying courses offered to air cadets who qualify. One in five private pilots in Canada is an ex-air cadet, and 67% of commercial and airline pilots began their careers as an air cadet, the information said. Currently, there are 454 squadrons located across the country with enrollment of over 26,000 air cadets. In 1975, legislation was changed to officially allow the enrollment of female cadets into the Royal Canadian Sea, Army, and Air Cadets. The cadet program aims to develop in youth the attributes of good citizenship and leadership, promote physical fitness, and stimulate the interest of youth in the sea, land, and air activities of the Canadian Forces. All former cadets, in addition to family and friends of current cadets, are welcome to attend the ceremonial review at the CAMSAC Comprehensive Institute, beginning at 5:30 p.m. on May 21.